school safe. This is one of those things that's it's really difficult because we can't really speak of the incident as charges are pending and the suspect is a juvenile. So people are wanting information and we can't really provide them the information that they're looking for. We try to be transparent as possible with our community on things like this, but it's really difficult in these types of situations just because of the facts of the case, or we can't talk about it because he's a juvenile.
Yeah, I've gotten some emails from parents over there that were emailing me and upset, that saying, "Look, you know what? We need to know what's going on."
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, it's again, you're dealing with a minor, so that's part of it. But it's if it's an ongoing investigation, there's not a whole lot of information you can give out. You can give out a little bit, but some of it, it can't be given out. And people have to realize that's it's correct. Not a TV show.
Yeah, that's correct. Ongoing investigations, we definitely can't give out. But the other side of this, it's a juvenile as well, so we can't give that out. And, you know, I'd reached out to our county attorney and then an attorney with the Sheriff's Association just to see, is there more that I can give out? And is there something I'm overseeing here? And, you know, both of them said, no, I mean, we just can't do it. And I certainly understand everybody's concerns. I really do. But once that investigation is complete, it gets referred to the county attorney's office for consideration of charges. Once it's there, they may ask for more information, or they're going to make a decision depending on what charges is appropriate. And then at that point, we're not able to provide any more information. And I understand the parents want answers to make, you know, decisions based on what they feel is in the best interest of their child. I totally get that and understand.
Yeah,
that.
I do too.
And I want everybody to know is that our office, we immediately investigated this case. We took measures to ensure all resources were utilized on our end. And just based on the evidence, based on the totality of the circumstances, I could confidently say that regarding this particular incident, there was no threat of harm to any students or staff.
Sheriff Empting, can you tell us what happened, though?
No, I can't, because it's, again, it's...
That's part of the investigation.
It's pending charges, and the suspect's a juvenile, so we just can't talk. Mm-hmm. As much as people want that information, it's just, we can't do it. And it's social media is a great thing at times, and at other times it gets to be really difficult. This is one of those times for us where social media was tough because social media court went into session, and everybody had assumptions. And
I say it all the time: social media. It's got its good things, but it is a scourge also on society. It really is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm glad I didn't grow up with it.
Oh, me too. I'm glad our boys just missed out on like Facebook and all this other stuff. I'm so glad.
Yeah. No, it's terrible. It can be very terrible. But yes, you're right. Good at sometimes. But I understand parents. I mean, I get why they're frustrated. I had kids in high school too, or in school, and I would, you know, be worried, wondering what was going on, but just have to have patience.
Well, let me ask you this, Sheriff, because a lot of times law enforcement will come out. This is Clay County Sheriff Mark Empting, by the way. If you got a question, comment 701-293-9000. You can email studio at wdayradionow.com. Sheriff, when you're, I know you can't speak for other law enforcement agencies, but I got to believe it's pretty much the same across the board. When an incident happens, whether it's in a school or on a city, whatever, when law enforcement leaders come out and say, look, there's no threat to the community. When that comes out, you guys are 100% because of what you've investigated, what you know. When you say that, you mean that, right? You know that, okay, we've checked everything out. Mm-hmm. There's no way that this incident is going to hurt anybody at this point.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We're taking that information, you know, based on the evidence, all the totality of the circumstances that we know, that we know at the time, we can say that particular incident, that there was not any threat. You know, we're basing that on the evidence we learned, the interviews that we conducted with not only the suspect, but also the witnesses, the parents, things like that. We're taking everything into consideration when we make that. If I would have had the slightest inkling that there was something that would have happened, I would have urged the school not to have any classes on that day.
No.
I would have urged it. And I know the superintendent and I, we had many conversations throughout Sunday and Monday. I know he would have taken that advice. Mm-hmm. But based on everything that we found and that we investigated, I could confidently say regarding that incident that there was no threat of harm to any of the students or staff.